Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Paul Ryan, there could not be a better pick for me. This is the first time that the Republican Party has done something, the National Republican Party has done something in over a decade. That I go, wow, you know what? That may be my party. That may be the party that I joined when Ronald Reagan inspired me in 1979.
There's Joe Scarborough, who says Mitt Romney's pick of Paul Ryan is the first thing the GOP has done that he's actually been excited about in quite a long time. Presidential race is where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting to you now host Tommy Tucker, who has CBS political analyst Dottie Lynch on his program. They talk about how the race changes now that Paul Ryan is on the ticket.
In any way, does this energize enough Republicans for the ticket and energize enough Democrats against the ticket so that states that we thought were solid blue or solid red aren't so, and every state or more states come into play other than the ones that we heard were those so-called battleground states?
Well, you know, other than Wisconsin, where Ryan is from, and which was pretty much looking blue, it's hard to see a state that Ryan picks up per se. Now, on the negative side, a state like Pennsylvania that has a lot of elderly people and potentially Florida may become easier for the Democrats, especially if the Ryan budget and the Medicare portions of the Ryan budget don't go well for the Republicans. So right now, demographically, it's hard to see a lot of pickup in terms of states on the Republican side. I think this is more a what they're calling a chemistry choice or a definition of Romney-type choice rather than a state-specific choice other than Wisconsin.
Which brings us to controlling the narrative and facts. As I understand it, the Ryan plan wouldn't affect you if you're 55 or older. It would only affect people over 55 and younger. But does it matter if the Democrats manage to control the narrative and scare older voters about Medicare or Social Security?
Well, obviously the Democrats are trying like crazy to do that, but their point is not that it would be taken away, because Ryan very clearly says it wouldn't affect people over the age of 55, but that it would increase the cost of Medicare for a lot of seniors. They're saying as much as $6,000 a year. So the issue of Medicare, Social Security entitlements gets put into play with a constituency that has been very helpful to Republicans up until now. Democrats want to have a shot at that, and they think this gives them an opening.
All right. Does this redefine anything in terms of facing the very real problems that we have in terms of debt and deficit? And do we do it by making cuts, or do we fix it by making cuts, or do we fix it by paying more taxes?
Well, I think that's the argument that the Republicans want to set up. They want to set up that Romney, Ryan, has a way to make the economy better and save you from paying more taxes, make government smaller. The Ryan budget is all about cuts, and Romney wants to emphasize that smaller government. So I think that debate is one that the Republicans would like, and that's where they want to set it up.
But do they win it? Because, again, Dottie, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's all about, at least, and maybe I'm jaded or cynical, but so much of this has become about controlling the narrative, whether it's true or not. First off, is that a correct assumption? And secondly, who wins that battle?
Well, who wins the battle is who wins the battle. They're both going to try. I think the next couple of weeks are going to be really interesting, because this is an opening for both sides to define each other in sort of new terms. And so the facts have got to be policed by the media, by a good government group and others, because both sides are probably going to spin the heck out of the facts. And I think getting the truth at this point is probably more crucial than almost any other.
We'll pause here for a second. Then we'll hear from a rather conservative radio host who says by choosing Ryan, Romney has chosen to lose.
Tonight on NBC, America's best and brightest performers are back.
America's Got Talent is a beacon of hope.
I've been dreaming about this since I was a kid.
I believe in myself and this is my time to shine.
When they hit that note and that audience starts to roar, you just watch somebody blossom.
Dreams brought them here.
Stunning.
But only their talent can take them to the end.
This is where it really gets intense.
Tonight, America's Got Talent returns live, only on NBC.
You couldn't ask for more.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Presidential race is hot this week, and each hour of the program we spend some time on it. This hour, no exception. Here's host Pat Campbell, who talked to host Bob Lonsbury about why Lonsbury believes, that picking Ryan means Romney loses.
You thought Romney's choice of Ryan was the wrong choice. In fact, you went so far as to say that by choosing Paul Ryan, he's chosen to lose. Everybody that I've talked to is pretty jazzed up about this, with the exception of you. And I was like, stunned to find out that you, of all people, you were like, oh, man.
Well, let me say why.
All right. Yeah.
I love Paul Ryan. He's a genius. He's a great patriot. He speaks for what you and I believe. And here's the deal. He's the only one of the whole batch who I think is talking about the one issue that is really significant. Everybody's saying, oh, this campaign's about jobs, jobs, jobs. Maybe that's what you have to tell voters.
Mm-hmm.
But this campaign, this juncture in American history is about restoring common sense and balance to the U.S. budget. Our budget is an existential threat, meaning if it stays the way it is, we're going to go out of existence. Paul Ryan has been a prophet shouting in the darkness. He's the Jeremiah of our day, giving us a hard time on this, and he's absolutely correct on that. So I love Paul Ryan, but I think that the task right here, right now, is we've got to win this election. And my thought is that Paul Ryan doesn't bring a single vote to the ticket. Mm.
Who did you want to see as the VP?
Marco Rubio.
Why?
One, because he's a hardworking genius. Two, because there's a really good chance he delivers Florida. And three, because he says to Americans who happen to be Latino, which is a whole bunch of different types of people,
mm-hmm,
with a whole lot of different values, but he says to some of them, look, this is a party that does embrace you. I think there's something of a fight going on for the Latino heart in America. It's going to be defined by the Democratic Party, who would like Latinos to be well, an oppressed minority dependent upon the government, just as they've characterized African Americans for decades? Or do Latinos arriving in American society step directly into the mainstream and shoulder the American dream like so many other folks who have come to this nation? And I would have liked to have seen a Latino, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm like you. I'm a fan of Paul Ryan's. In fact, out of the three that were out there at the end, Portman, Pawlenty, and Ryan was my obviously my choice. But Mitt Romney already had me. He doesn't pick up anybody. Yeah. He doesn't pick up anybody new. And so does what does Ryan bring into this? Why? I mean, Mitt's not a stupid man. Why? What does he see here? Does this bring Wisconsin into the win column for him? Why would he do this?
Relative to Wisconsin, I think Scott Walker already put that into the win column. I think that we had this massive fight over the last year in the recall matter, and it seems that the heart and sentiments of folks in Wisconsin has been made clear that they are susceptible to our position, that they would have gone to Romney anyway.
Host Aaron Flint talks to a caller who's excited that Romney picked Paul Ryan as his running mate, so you can see there are all kinds of opinions on this.
Good morning, Velma.
Hi, good morning. Hey, I'm a little bit excited about this. I feel kind of like I did when McCain picked Sarah Palin, and I hope Mitt Romney doesn't make the same mistake that the McCain campaign made. In about the middle of the whole episode, they started undermining Sarah Palin themselves, and that was a huge mistake to me. She was the only reason that I would ever have to really support McCain. You'd have to vote for him because we didn't have a choice, but I would not be supportive in my heart. And with Sarah Palin, I was. I feel the same way with Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney. There's finally a glimmer of hope. And I think that in the years that Ryan's been in the Congress, he doesn't seem to have been corrupted. He's smart. He can explain things clearly. And if people will listen and to what he's saying about the cuts that we have to make so that we don't go belly up and there will be no money tomorrow for anything. We have to take some cuts now to have money for tomorrow. I think we'll be okay. And they've got to counteract this stupid stuff that the Republicans are going to throw the old people over the cliffs. They're going to put the handicap out in the streets to fend for themselves and so forth. And he just got to talk, tell the truth like he said he would and make sense so that people understand. Everything Obama and these people that he's dealing with now are just exaggerating, misrepresenting, and lying about what's going to happen.
You made a great point on Sarah Palin, I thought, Velma, because I think a lot of people forget that there was a lot of internal sniping that went against Sarah Palin, and really they kind of slit their own throats, the McCain campaign, to a certain extent. But I think you did hit on something that some folks out there, some pundits are saying, well, is this the same excitement as Sarah Palin, and will it not work in the end? And I do think that this is different. But I think one thing it does show about Mitt Romney is a seriousness and a commitment that he's now displaying to address the real challenges that they're facing our country, that this was, he didn't just make a political decision. I think a lot of people expected, and Marco Rubio is probably just as committed to taking on these challenges as well, but he didn't just pick somebody because they would help with this, you know, this ethnic group or that ethnic group or this state or that state. It seemed like he went with somebody he thought would be his best running mate.
Well,
who
I hope
really
Romney
wants to tackle
doesn't
these
get
problems
in the way, and he will go along with Ryan more than trying to push some of his own ideas that are not as strong as what Ryan says. And I'm telling you, we need a tourniquet to stop the bleeding that they have here in America, or we're not going to make it. So let's take the bad medicine. You know, we won't like it, but let's take the medicine and let's work to make America better, because I really believe this is our last shot to turn this sinking ship around. If we don't, we're sunk.
All right, enough on politics. Let's move to Iran up next on our Countdown Show.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio and talk television in review, and that certainly includes the focus on Iran. From Fox, Megyn Kelly talks to former ambassador to the UN, John Bolton. Bolton believes an attack on Iran by Israel is imminent.
There was a frenzy of reports in the Israeli papers over the weekend suggesting that Mr. Netanyahu had all but made the decision to launch an attack on Iran's nuclear facilities this fall. Do you believe that's the case?
Well, I don't really know one way or the other. I think it's certainly significant that Deputy Foreign Minister Danny Aiello made the statement that that the West should acknowledge that diplomacy has failed. Ayalon's a former Israeli ambassador in Washington, one of the best, one of the most visible ambassadors that Israel's ever had in Washington. So I think he knows the impact his remarks will have here in the United States. And I have to say, he is saying nothing more than the truth. Diplomacy, by the way, didn't fail yesterday. It failed about 10 years ago. So the spotlight clearly now on Netanyahu and the Israeli government, given that everyone believes the Obama administration is not going to use force against Iran's program.
But now, it not only is this deputy foreign minister calling for this declaration that the talks have failed, now we get, you know, Mr. Netanyahu's remarks seeming to get a little bit more bellicose, and all these reports saying now they're getting ready to do it. The strike we've been discussing, that it could come as early as this fall, that he's all but made the decision to attack Iran unilaterally this fall. That, you know, we heard similar reports about possibly him doing it over the spring and summer, or summer. Here we are, mid-August, Ambassador. Do you believe that Israel really is getting prepared for a unilateral attack on Iran this fall?
Well, I certainly think they're getting prepared for an attack. On the other hand, I believe they should have done this about 3.5 years ago. Every day that goes by increases the risk that Iran already has nuclear weapons and that their response to any Israeli attack would be a nuclear response. I think Israel has to be very concerned about tactical surprise against Iran. There's no strategic surprise here. The Iranians fully prepared for Israel to strike at some point. But it doesn't behoove Israel, if it is on the verge of an attack, to talk about it a lot publicly. I think whatever tactical surprise you get by lulling Tehran into thinking, well, maybe it's not today.
Here's host Garland Robinette talking to analyst Chris Fetweiss about rumors that Iran is getting closer to having nuclear weapons and that the possibility Israel will attack before that happens is pretty real.
Last week, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel said that threats to Israel's security were now dwarfed by the prospect of Iran obtaining nuclear weaponry. Hyperbole, or do you think that's true?
Well, some Israelis might think that's true. There's certainly a segment of the Israeli population and government that believe that the possibility that Iranians may develop a nuclear weapon would be an existential or very severe threat to Israeli security. But all the bluster you hear and all these war drums you hear out there beating, we can pretty much ignore. Because one thing the Israelis won't do, but if they were about ready to strike the Iranians, they would not call reporters. And for a few years now, we've been hearing a bunch of different reports. The Atlantic Monthly, and there's one in the New York York Times magazine about how the Israelis are about ready to strike Iran. And they cited a lot of upper-level Israeli sources. The Israelis are not going to call reporters before they attack Iran. They're just going to do it. This is all part of a negotiation strategy to try to put pressure on the Iranians to make the kind of choices that the Israelis would like to see them make. So we don't know what the Israelis are thinking specifically. They may be ready to strike Iran, but we know for sure, and we can say with some confidence, that it has nothing to do with what they're saying to the press. They don't generally call reporters before they strike. They just do it. So all the war drums we hear beating, this is part of more of a negotiation, diplomatic strategy than anything actually being planned in their security apparatus.
Foreign Policy magazine agrees with you. An article says, the recurring theme has depended heavily on cooperation from sympathetic journalists and a compliant media entity. They mentioned what you mentioned, 2010, The Atlantic. They said Israel going to attack by July 2011, January this year, New York Times, war is very likely. Foreign Policy magazine itself said this year an attack at Iran significantly more likely.
All right, so it's time for your 5 cents worth. Let's give a nickel. Use the 800-510-8255 line next when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials, and I'm about to call a big Hunger Games fan.
Hello.
Hey, Audrey, do you know what movie this is from?
I volunteer as tribute.
Of course, it's Hunger Games.
Yes, you nailed it. You can be among the first to get your hands on the DVD.
Really?
Yep, Walmart's got it this Friday night at midnight with hours of extra DVD content.
That'll make me like Mom of the Year.
And it's backed by Walmart's low price guarantee, so they'll match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for the same product.
Wow.
Get Hunger Games at Walmart. See for yourself.
Ad match not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Store hours may vary. Rated PG-13.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that couldn't be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now.
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would...
There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants.
So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Ready to get back into the discussion and debate on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Actually, the callers are, at the moment anyway, from 800-510-8255, focused on Mr. Romney and the addition of Mr. Ryan to the ticket. Ryan, the Romney-Ryan ticket. It sounds pretty good. How does it settle in with you? 800-510-8255. Joe in New Jersey thinks adding Ryan to the ticket will help both sides focus on some more important issues.
One thing you got to like about what's going on here is it's really brought to the forefront here what's going on here. It's whether we're going to have Medicare anymore or they're going to reduce the payments to doctors to $10 a visit and destroy Medicare, you know, doing that. So I'm glad it's going to be not about Willie Horton. It's going to be about what they're going to do to Medicare, Medicaid. I'm a veteran. What they're going to do to the veterans, what they're going to do to Social Security.
Who's going to do what to whom, in essence? 800-510-8255. The idea behind Paul Ryan's Medicare plan is to slow growing costs and to keep the program more affordable for the long haul. Would that be tricky to pull off? Do we have any idea or understanding about what things, if they don't change, are going to be like in this country in 20 years, 30 years, 40 years? Here's Tyler in Louisiana with thoughts on Mitt Romney.
I just wanted to say that I'm very excited about the pick. I think Governor Romney made an excellent choice for his vice presidential running mate. I believe Representative Ryan will excite voters in the Republican Party and independents. They both have proven records of success. And I believe Obama's causing nothing but division among Americans. And I believe Romney and Ryan will unite the people of this country. I believe the people realize that it's time we stop the spending. And Romney talked about that his whole campaign. And by picking Ryan, who has introduced his budget, I believe that the people see that they're really serious about stopping the spending and getting this country back on track.
What are you serious about as you look at the various candidates and you think about what the possibilities are here? It's pretty interesting that President Obama's campaign started right away attacking the new Republican ticket on three key issues, mostly Medicare, trying to scare everybody. And it appears pretty much the way you look at Medicare, nothing is as it seems, although they can use the headlines, they can try to fool people into thinking one thing or another. It's kind of like the health care debate, the discussion and debate on health care never really focused on what actually happened. And I'm guaranteeing you don't really know what was in that bill. And I'm betting that most of the people who voted on it still don't know what's in that bill. What do you think of that? So the campaign attacking, it's back to attack, attack, attack. They can't talk about what they've done themselves, so they try to attack the other side. It's amazing how much traction it gets. It just shows you Romney isn't that strong. Does Ryan make the choice that much better? 800, or easier anyway, 800-510-8255. Here's Teresa listening to WJOL in Illinois.
The pick of Paul Ryan, it's just recycling the same people into government. Paul Ryan is a seven-term congressman. He's been in the Congress since 99. He's voted for every bill that is the cause of the problems that we have today. He voted to repeal Glass-Steagall. He voted for the Bush tax cuts. He voted for Medicaid Part D. He voted for all of this stuff. Now all of a sudden he want to fix the problem that was created. Why would you want to put the same people in there that caused the problem? I just don't understand that.
And understand, 800-510-8255. I thought it was interesting. In Florida, the president's team released a video showing seniors talking about Medicare in light of the budget plans Paul Ryan had. The video is being released as Romney arrives in Florida for a day of campaigning today. Ryan is in Iowa today. He's the chairman of the House Budget Committee. Has said that Medicare needs to be improved before it goes broke. Who agrees that? Do you just care about you, or do you care about the future? That's probably a way of presenting the issue. 800-510-8255. Speaking of Florida, Dorothy is there.
I think it's a very bad pick. I can't see us hiring Romney to be the president of the United States when he got a pick on there that's definitely going to do away with Medicare and Medicaid. Not only that, he's going to give the tax break to the rich. I realize that we are indebted. We're in a big debt, but you cannot cut the deficit without revenue. And you also can't give all the cuts to the middle class and the lower class and ask the upper class to pay nothing. And then you want to take the rest of the money after you have slashed everything and put billions and billions of dollars in the military. So you can't have it both ways. One thing about President Obama, he is fighting for the little man in the middle class. And he realized that you got to have revenue to take the deficit down. And we have to, as Americans, realize that we got to have an even playing field to either slash the budget and, you know, bring the middle class up. And I just really don't like this pick.
800-510-8255. She doesn't like the pick. Sounds like a lot of the same stuff from the same callers on the talking points. 800-510-8255. The discussion of Romney Ryan front and center. Next up on the caller line is Monica in Oklahoma. Seems to be pretty concerned about what Paul Ryan wants to do to the various entitlements.
I wanted to say that a few years ago I watched the Rules Committee meeting where Paul Ryan discussed the vouchers. And when pressed about the fact that those vouchers would increase in cost, he admitted that they would. Now, the latest estimate is that if you're on Medicare and you go to his program, the cost is going to be about $6,000 more per person. And the other thing is, I also, when it comes to putting your Social Security is another thing they want to put on, let people choose to put into the stock market. Well, they did that in Chile, and everyone lost their money.
800-510-8255. One of the things that, and listening to a lot of these folks who are calling, and I'm wondering whether you have heard this as well, yesterday in several different ways, I told a story on the air of how the IRS just found a problem been going on for 24 years, $86 million worth of refunds going to just three or four different addresses in Arizona and Atlanta. I think there was another one in Washington State. There had been 53,000 tax returns filed at these three addresses, and it took them this long for the Inspector General to find where this money came and who was asking for these refunds, and it looks like it's all connected to illegal activity, the illegal immigrants, and what's being done about it? Why wasn't that blazoned across the headlines of every newspaper in this country? That's the kind of stuff that you want to pay more taxes so that they can waste your money like that? Who's in charge here is the question to be asking, isn't it? 800-510-8255. Okay, let's move to Alan in California on Paul Ryan.
I think it was a great pick, but it's certainly not enough to change my mind. After he made the choice, he goes back to saying, Romney goes back to saying that the president is running such a low campaign, and I listen to all the source events. I don't listen to the pundits, and I think his campaign is lower than the president's. He stands before the VFW and says the president is corrupt, provides absolutely no evidence except that he disagrees with him on Israel. He says that he's opposed to the president's signing the welfare bill, and yet when he was a governor, he signed a letter asking for the freedom to do exactly what the new bill does. He says that he's opposed to government health care, and yet he was the first governor to implement it. I think he's completely hypocritical.
800-510-8255. Hypocrites. Now, as the Romney Ryan continues, the Ryan Express, that's what somebody called it, I heard him. Remember the old movie with Frank Sinatra, the Von Ryan Express? Reacting to the shooting that left three dead and several wounded near Texas A&M, the latest in a string of multiple shootings across the nation, Mitt Romney ruled out new gun laws and said the nation has to collectively figure out how to prevent these tragedies. How much of the discussion should be focused on things like this and the story that I just talked about with regard to waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse? Romney was asked whether prevention measures ought to include looking at the nation's gun laws. He said no. When he was governor of Massachusetts, he supported some gun control measures and signed the first permanent state ban on assault weapons. He now opposes those, or so he says. Be interesting to find out what would happen if he were actually in the office. More of your calls coming up here. The Republicans and the Democrats in the focus at 16 before the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now.
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you?
There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yeah.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.5%. APR 3.81%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.5%, APR 3.81%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
All right, let's move along now. Talk Radio Countdown Show with our focus on callers either supporting or denigrating the Romney-Ryan ticket. It's interesting to note that Paul Ryan of Wisconsin and his wife, according to several newspaper reports, have accumulated, quote-unquote, millions of dollars in assets. When you actually figure out, this is this class warfare crud that has been a part of this campaign. And by the way, if you look at the value of Mr. Obama's assets, his wife's, since he became president and before, you got a lot more money than Mr. Ryan has. Mr. Romney has more than Mr. Ryan, but he has more than Obama. Listen to this. Ryan reportedly, according to several newspaper reports, has a lot of money. His assets are somewhere around $2 million. His wife's in a $1 million range from an inheritance that she got from her mother who died a couple of years ago. That's $3 or $4 million. There are plenty of people who have that kind of money, and to use that as a wedge trying to paint this guy as somebody who's an uber rich, some kind of over the top wealthy guy is offensive. It really is. And being a millionaire in America today means really nothing because it doesn't, the value of $1 million, certainly when you get right down to it, is not much at all. I thought it was interesting. These guys have reported, and the investments are included in the reports. Ryan Stock has Apple in it, Bristol-Myers Squibb, ExxonMobil, General Electric, Home Depot, IBM, Procter & Gamble, Wells Fargo, Google, McDonald's, Kraft, Nike, and Berkshire Hathaway. Why do we need to know that? I mean, suppose it'd be good if they're voting. He's part of a voting bloc that affects one of those companies. Janie's listening on the station in Hickory. I drove through Hickory the other day. Things look pretty good there, Janie. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
What do you think about...
Okay, go ahead.
No, I just want to know what you think about the situation as it exists now between the two candidates and the two parties.
Oh, I think they are the way to go. Are they perfect? No, because nobody's perfect. But they at least believe in America. Obama don't believe in America. And I'm not saying, I think he's been misguided. And I think everybody probably needs to see that 2016 movie, maybe open people's eyes. But most of all, I think we need each state, because the government, national government wants to do it, needs to declare a national day of prayer and fasting. We need to pray for the Midwest, for the for the drought. So that's going to affect everybody, even if you've got rain where you're at.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown, discussing the addition of Mr. Ryan to the ticket. This being the number one item, I'm going to guess, this week, unless something happens dramatic between now and the end of the week. This would probably be in our three-hour review of the hot hits in talk radio we do every weekend, which is a sort of a combination, a coagulation of all of the things that we talk about during the week. This should be number one. Tom's in South Dakota. He's a Democrat.
Oh, I'm tickled to death being a Democrat. Send the pick to a better running mate. Yeah, oh, I'm just tickled that as soon as the older people in the country and minorities and stuff study of what Mr. Ryan's cuts will be for Social Security, Medicare, I think they'll be less than enthusiastic to support him.
All right. That is a thrilling call, so thank you. 800-510-8255. Let's move to Kentucky, where Doris wasn't planning to vote, but now she's changed her mind.
I don't have a very good feeling about Mr. Romney, and this young man, he seems like he's a nice person, but I don't know, there's just something about him. I don't think he's very experienced, I don't, and I was not going to vote this year, quite frankly, but I'm leaning towards Obama, and one of the reasons why is simply because of Mr. Romney's stance with Israel. At least with Mr. Obama, through his administration, one thing I do like that he's done is he's trying to stay very even-handed with Arabs and Jews both. He sees people as people, not as good and bad in one category. And Mr. Romney, it seems like he wants to revert back to what some of Mr. Obama's predecessors have done, and I think that's wrong. And I think what it does is it sends a message, too, that in being so pro-Israel that they're trying to use the Jews just to get their votes, and I think that's wrong.
All right. What about the black Americans or blacks from around the world? Where does that fit in, do you think, in all of this? I ask that as a rhetorical question. Dorothy, thanks for your call. Jackie in Pennsylvania also likes Paul Ryan, but it sounds like there's a different tone to this call.
I'm thrilled with Paul Ryan. I've been watching him for a long time. He's young. He's as old as my oldest daughter. I understand Medicare. I'm on it. My mother's been on it. She's 98, and it's a mess, and something has to be done with it. My kids cannot afford what's going on. I mean, we have a $16 trillion debt, and at least he's trying to do something. I mean, I think he's smart. I've watched him now for a couple years, and I really like his speeches. Something's got to be done. We can't afford the government we have. I mean, we really can't.
All right. Is it the government or the people we have? People talk about experience. Look at the experience quotient of the people in the Obama camp and then compare them to others going back to Clinton, let's say, or Reagan or Daddy Bush. Experience in companies that have access to grind, yeah, maybe that you'd find, but whether you're going to find a lot of people with experience in government, and something that's not a bad thing. 800-510-8255, email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Donald in New Hampshire compares this pick to Sarah Palin.
I think it's great that he picked Ryan, because it's going to come down to independence, and independents really don't care for the Tea Party, and honestly, it's almost as big a screw-up as John McCain picking Sarah Palin, so I love it, because the guy don't have a shot now.
All right, here's Carl in Illinois. Desperate move by Romney, sir?
What I saw happen was somebody making a move out of desperation. There were new numbers coming out showing the president maybe went up by 9 or 10. I think he's just Romney has abandoned going after independence, and they're just trying to make sure they get all their base out, which tells me that probably what's going to happen is that we're going to get a real nasty campaign where they're going to throw every piece of garbage out there to try to suppress people from coming out to vote, make people feel that, well, I don't want to be bothered with nobody. I'm not going to vote. You suppress the vote and try to win that way.
800-510-8255. Sir, if you look around, I think you might see things are kind of nasty right now. All right, let's see here. Can we fit Benjamin, Massachusetts, into our situation on Paul Ryan?
Mr. Ryan has been in government all his adult life. He's been part of the problem by voting for two wars that the American people had to put on a credit card that we are still paying for. A lot of the debt that comes up each year in our budget has to do with indebtedness that we are obligated to pay as a result of borrowing money to pay for the war in Iraq, an illegal war, the war in Afghanistan.
Well, you're right about the war in Iraq, sir. I didn't find any arguments for me on that one. We have time to say goodbye.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.